It's time now to have Larry Weber join us by phone for Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Yes, but I won't be joining you from the outdoors. I'm in the deck at the booth with a conference, and so you may hear some noise in the background. Yes, it's been an interesting week. I hope you enjoyed the sky shows that we've been having lately. Quite spectacular. Probably the biggest one of note is the aurora. Did you get a chance to see it?
I didn't. I kept checking, and then finally I just had to go to sleep.
Yeah, Wednesday night, I kept checking the same thing, and I didn't see it. But getting up, I guess it was Thursday night, getting up early Friday morning, I did see it, and it was quite spectacular. It's probably the best aurora I have seen in a few years. And according to what a lot of people are saying, there may be more. The other sky shows of note are obviously the full moon. And if you've been looking at the full moon and been seeing a reddish-looking star fairly close, that's Mars. Now, every night, of course, the moon rises a little bit later and they get further away. But for a while earlier in the week, they were pretty close. And then if you look in the west in the evening, you probably have seen the two bright planets that are so close to each other right now, Venus and Jupiter, the two brightest planets that we have. And they will continue to get closer until about next week, about the 15th. They reach their peak. So terrific night shows. And, of course, the days continue to get longer. We are now at a little bit more than 11 and a half hours of daylight. We change our clocks tomorrow, daylight savings time. We're having the equinox on March 20. So everything is looking very springish. And if that's not enough, we have a forecast in the Duluth area is of 50 to 60 degrees on several days now coming up. Yesterday morning, though, we at our house had zero, so it can still be a bit cold at times. Other things of note, I had a very interesting birding experience this week that I want to pass on. We've been feeding birds all winter like a lot of people do, and we had big flocks of red poles like a lot of people do. Well, we had a shrike that has recently discovered them and has been hanging around, and every so often it would swoop down, try to get a red pole. And I didn't see it catch any red pole. However, it did catch one, and then it did something very unusual with it. Shrikes are songbirds, and as songbirds, they don't have talons on their feet, but they do have a hooked beak. And so what they will do is they'll catch the bird, and then they'll impale it, usually on a tree somewhere, and then they'll come back and they'll feed on it, and they'll rip it apart feeding on it, and that's why they're sometimes called the butcher bird. Well, that's fairly common, but what was the surprising thing was that it caught a red pole, and then of all places, it impaled it on the bird feeder itself.
Oh my.
And so we had this shrike constantly coming back to the bird feeder, and I went out there and take a look, and here it had been ripping apart the bird right there on the bird feeder. Now, I'm not sure if this serves as a sign to other red poles that danger, danger, you know, this is for real. But nevertheless, it was an impressive sighting to see. Other things of note, we had a couple of migrants showing up. There's a section of the St. Louis River not too far from where I live, and I like to look at it this time of year. Well, I was going across there last Thursday, and I stopped to take a look, and there were a couple of Canada geese and a couple of trumpeter swans out there. Mm. So that's a good sign. There are some migrants happening. If that's not enough, I reported last time about the beaver cutting its way through 13 inches of ice to get out and then go up on the shore to get some saplings. Well, we got a snow. We got an interesting snow that I don't think you got on last Saturday, completely unforecasted, and it became almost 10 inches of snow in the Duluth area. And I wondered what that would do to these beavers. Well, I went out and took a look, and the hole was mostly snowed shut, but I knew any beavers who could cut through 13 inches of ice could handle some snow. So I went back a little later to take a look, and sure enough, as of yesterday, the beavers had come up through the snow, gone all the way across the pond, climbed up on the shore on the other side, and cut some more saplings to bring it back down so that they can survive. Very interesting situation of what happens when you don't plan to have enough food to last the entire winter, even if the winter was mild as it was this year. So, very interesting things going on, and I'm going to ask you to take a look for something with this mild weather. Be out there looking. This is the kind of weather where we might see chipmunks out in the yard, and also we might see, believe it or not, the first migrating or hibernating butterflies waking up.
Hmm.
A dark butterfly called the morning cloak. They often wake up on these mild days in March. So, could be interesting. Keep your eyes open. Oh, one more thing I have to pass on.
Yep.
This is one of the interest. I don't want to forget this. I saw the first crocuses up this week.
Oh, my gosh.
So, certainly not in bloom, but the little shoots are up out of the ground.
All right.
So things happen fast when they start happening in March.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Enjoy the week.
All
Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday at 9:30. To give us the latest on what's happening outdoors, he's a recently retired science teacher, 40-year career. He taught students from 7th grade up to graduate school and has received awards from a variety of places, including Secondary Science Teacher of the Year, Minnesota, and National Biology Teacher Association's Middle School Life Science Teacher of the Year. So we are very privileged to have him join us every week. Love it.